Almost in a class by itself, the Western honeybee has evolved from a loner into a complex model for social behavior. The honeybee lives in a hive of thousands of bees in a strict social order. Through pollination, honeybees are also an essential part of global food production.
This is the first genome sequence of a social insect to be presented and analyzed. Social insects have been extremely important in biology because they exhibit the most extreme form of social behavior that's known.
That's Gene Robinson, one of the lead authors of the paper describing the honeybee genome sequence project published in the journal Nature. In an interview with the editors of Nature, Robinson, who's with the University of Illinois in Urbana, says there are a number of reasons why it's important to understand the molecular structure of the honeybee, which appears to have transformed over millions of years to a highly evolved creature. Humans, too, are highly evolved, and scientists believe clues about bee behavior might explain human traits. For example, researchers say both bees and humans have genes that encode for a circadian rhythm, an innate sense of day and night. In the case of bees, the scientists think this makes honeybees more efficient at gathering food. Robinson says the bees have more genes that encode the sense of smell than other insects.
A lot of their social life is coordinated by odors, in particular by pheromones. The way they collect food, forage for food out in the field, find flowers, is by the odor of the flowers.
Scientists say pheromones secreted by bees also determine their place within a complicated social order, including gender, age, and caste. Robinson adds honeybees have fewer genes for taste than other insects, which he speculates helps them to avoid pesticides and plant diseases to find food.
Whereas the honeybee is exactly the opposite. Traits have evolved to attract them to the plant to effect pollination. So, you know, maybe they don't have to be so worried about their tasting. Now, this is extending the findings a good deal into the realm of speculation, but this is the kind of filter that we wish to use in the future to sort of take the initial findings that we present here and explore exactly how they relate to bee life.
In a paper published at the same time in the journal Science, researchers analyzing the honeybee genome report, every bee alive today had a common ancestor in Africa. Researchers say the bees spread to Europe in at least two ancient migrations. Also in Science, researchers describe the world's oldest bee fossil. Entomologist Brian Danforth of Cornell University in New York says the fossil was found in a piece of Burmese amber believed to be 100 million years old, which would have made it an ancient ancestor of today's honeybee.
It's a very small bee. It's about 3 millimeters long. It does have some of the attributes of modern bees, and some of those attributes are visible in the fossil. So it has it has what look like branched hairs. These are the fluffy hairs that bees have on their legs and all over their bodies, actually, that seem to be very good at picking up pollen. So it's one of the things that bees use to carry pollen. And that's one of the characteristics of bees, and we think we can see this in the fossil.
But unlike evolved modern honeybees, Danforth thinks the ancient bee was a solitary creature that lived in the ground. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
Sail on, sail on, my little honeybee, sail on.